This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoyne in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoyne. A run out by Hoyne. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoyne. Five in a row by Janae. Idleville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the court. A dunk. He's busted. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack. In for two and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Mixler shot fake into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a good one for you tonight from Fort Loramie. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. The Fort Loramie Redskins entertain the Anna Rockets in a key Shelby County Athletic League game. Anna 16-1 overall, 9-1 atop the league. Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins have won 9 of their last 11, are now 12-6 on the year, 5-4 in the league. Redskins no chance to get to the top spot. Anna with a one-game edge over Jackson Center by virtue of Jackson Center knocking off Anna a week ago. Anna needs to win tonight and then again on February 19th at Rushi in order to complete a season and win the Shelby County League Championship outright. Should Anna drop one of these two, Jackson Center would have a chance to tie. If Anna would lose twice and Jackson Center win a couple in league play, Anna could take the league crown Jackson Center could take the league crown by a game over Anna. Jackson Center Tigers have got two games remaining, a contest coming up against Botkins tonight at home, and then the Jackson Center Tigers play again in league action on February 15th at Fairlawn. So Jackson Center's got two winnable games. Anna's got to take care of business. Rushi a week from Tuesday, but first things first, Fort Loramie on the road here tonight. The first time around, Chuck, Redskins played the Rockets extremely well, lost by only 8 after leading for better than 3.5 quarters.
Well, they played them well at Anna, and there was probably the first time that we saw a little bit of vulnerability in the Rockets. And recently, you know, they've had a couple of scares, and they had a scare Saturday night after their loss on Friday night at Versailles. Rushi had it, played them as tough as you can play them at Anna the Tuesday before that. So, you know, let's hope that they didn't peak at the wrong time, because that's one of the things as a coach, you just really, it's a struggle to make sure that your kids get as good as they can be at the right time. Let's hope they didn't peak.
One thing for sure about the Shelby County League, two rounds of play, six games round one, six games round two. You play everybody twice. Each club, all the players, each coach, all the coaching staffs know each other so well.
Oh, yeah.
No surprises by the time you play somebody the second time in a given season. Home court doesn't mean two hoots, and it's usually a war. This year you got four fine clubs at the top of the league. Rushi, Jackson Center, Fort Lormiana with Botkins on the fringe.
Right there.
Of course, Botkins owns a win here over Fort Loramie in this gym. Redskins have lost a couple cliffhangers. Fort Loramie could be right in the thick of the title hunt had Fort Loramie held on, won the game at Jackson Center, not lost at the buzzer, and held on, won here over Botkins and not lost at the buzzer. But we're talking seconds, scant points, close games. That's what basketball is all about, especially in this league. And we figure another tight encounter here tonight.
Well, I think it'll be a close game. I mean, I think it's imperative for Loramie to get a good start. I don't think they want to fall behind. Anna's got some real firepower. And if they get that going, Loramie's going to have to score some points.
Yep.
You know, they're not going to be able to score 7 points and a half and be in this basketball game like they did last Saturday at Marion.
Yeah, Redskins average about 46 or 47 per game on the year. Did pile up 51. I said pile up 51 in the loss at Anna. Fort Loramie led for better than three-fourths of that game. Anna came on with a charge at the end. Anna got to the foul line about three times as often as did Fort Loramie. Redskins cannot afford to send Anna to the stripe. It's a club that shoots free throws at better than 70%, 80% in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie only 63%. But on that given night, Chuck, at Anna earlier in the year, Fort Loramie shot about 60% from the floor for three periods. You've got to be extremely efficient against Anna. Don't give them transition baskets. Rockets would probably like to get up and down this 94-foot floor here at Fort Loramie tonight.
Well, I think this floor is at their advantage because they're so athletic, and you can get much better spacing on the wider, longer floor. You know, you take a look and you go, well, what you got to do is you got to do what Jackson Center did to them. Problem is, most teams can't do what Jackson Center does defensively.
Right.
But that's what Fort Loramie is going to have to do tonight. They're going to have to try to contain Dosick, keep Bixler out of the paint and off the rim, and guard Huelskamp on the threes. But then you got Leininger, who's been playing great. You've got Carter Elliott, who's been playing well. Cam Stewart comes off the bench. To me, probably the best sixth man in the league this year. And Justin Murray had a terrific game at Versailles Saturday night.
Yeah, Griffin Dosick pumped in 19 in the first meeting between the two clubs. He's a handful for anybody. That's a challenging matchup for Fort Loramie on the inside. Anna Rockets got outstanding games also from Riley Huelskamp and Mark Bixler in that first meeting. They just about hit their per-game average. One had 15, one had 12. Fort Loramie had good nights from Nathan Ratterman and Eli Rosengarten. Each made a couple threes. It will be imperative for the Fort Loramie Redskins to shoot the three ball extremely well in this game this evening.
Well, Brandewee is going to have a big game for him. I think Rosengarten, goes without saying, has to have a big game. Jake Ratterman has been on a roll shooting threes. He has to have a nice game. Nathan Ratterman, I mean, we go down the line. They got some athletes. They got some talent. Kemper has got to play good defense. I think he might be the one that matches up with Dosick, and if that's the case, he's a strong kid. He can do it, but he's going to be able to guard him on the perimeter because Dosick not only is 6'5", plays inside, he's got a real good three-point shot.
If there is a trend regarding these two clubs that does favor Fort Loramie a little bit, Redskins have been shooting the three very well. They've got three young men well over 40%, and his three-point shooting has taken a dip the last few weeks. Still, Anna averages 70, gives up only 50. And Fort Loramie scores less than 50 offensively, doesn't give up quite 40. You talk about contrasting styles. I've wrapped it up right there in a nutshell.
And one of the things that I think that you mentioned earlier, that maybe the Achilles heel of Anna is their half court. If they get out and run, and they're stealing the ball and playing transition, they're going to put 80 on you.
Yep.
But last Friday, they couldn't do that, and they had to play half court, and they did. They don't do that as well as they do full court basketball.
Yeah, one way or the other, Fort Loramie has got to make Anna run its offense 15, 20 seconds or longer in the half court. Redskins cannot give up easy, quick, cheap points, either in transition or leak out baskets that take only a few seconds off the clock. The other thing is, Anna, with made goals, likes to set up its pressure. We might see some pressing from both clubs in this game.
Oh, I think you're going to see some full court from Anna. You're absolutely going to see some half court trap out of Loramie. They like to play that. So I think the coaching, we're going to just be like a chess match tonight. And you're right. Nothing's going to surprise either team what the other one does.
Exactly.
You got to change your calls on your inbounds plays. You're running the same inbounds play, but you got to change, you got to rename them, because if you don't, the other team's standing there waiting for your inbounds play.
Again, the scenario is this. Anna is 9-1 in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie 5-4. Redskins obviously out of the championship race. Fort Loramie can be a big spoiler. Jackson Center hoping for a Fort Loramie win tonight. The Anna Rockets have a one-game lead over Jackson Center, which plays Botkins this evening. And Jackson Center needs one or two Anna losses in the Rockets' last two games. The Tigers, of course, hoping for a Fort Loramie victory on its home floor tonight against Anna. Redskins are back in action tomorrow. It's a 6 o'clock tilt at the Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana. The opponent, a very good Strasburg Franklin team from up in northeastern Ohio. And we'll have the play-by-play in color at about 5:45 p.m. tomorrow from Knightstown, Indiana. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets are in action tomorrow, playing a non-league game, of course, against Jamestown Greenview at Anna. We've got the starting lineups in a moment, then the tip. We're back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight include Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in my riding sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Starting lineup for the visiting Anna Rockets in the road green with primarily white trim, white numerals, a little black striping. Isaac Leidinger, 5 points a game at guard, 5'11 junior. And he's creeping up to 6 per outing. He's played extremely well the last few weeks. Also in the opening five, Griffin Dosick, 6'5", 205, a senior, 14 points a game. Riley Yulskamp at guard, 5'10", a junior, 14 a game. Bart Bixler out front, 5'11", a junior, at 15 points a game. And Carter Elliott at 8.5 a game, a 6'4", 190-pound senior at a power forward position. A little uncertain about the official starting five for the Fort Laramie Redskins. We know for sure that Nick Brandewey, Eli Rosengarten, and Nathan Ratterman will start, probably Mason Kemper.
They got Kemper, and I'm having trouble seeing the last one.
Might be Jake Ratterman. That could be Jake as the fifth starter. Nick Brandewey starts. Just under 9 points a game, 6'2", junior. Nathan Ratterman, 6'4", senior, at 10 points a game. It is Nathan Ratterman in the opening five. He is, or I should say, it's Jake Ratterman along with Nathan. Jake is 6'1", senior, averaging 3.5 a game. Mason Kemper in the middle, 6'4", a senior, hit 5 a game. And the fifth starter, Eli Rosengarten, he is at 12.5 a game, 6 feet, an inch. And he is a very good three-point shooter, along with Nathan Ratterman. A number of Redskins have been firing in the triple extremely well the last few weeks. And that might be the calling card for Fort Laramie tonight if the Redskins are to knock off the Anna Rockets. So I was correct, Chuck. It's Nathan Ratterman and Jake Ratterman in the opening five for Fort Laramie, along with Mason Kemper, Nick Brandewey, and Eli Rosengarten. And for Anna, Isaac Leininger, Bart Bixler, Riley Yulskamp out front, Griffin Dosick and Carter Elliott on the inside. Fort Laramie in the home white, red numbers, white shorts, red and black stripes. We're all set to go. Anna moving from left to right on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination. Fort Laramie from right to left. Anna takes the opening tap. It goes to Yulskamp in backcourt. Right away, a long lob down inside to Dosick. He catches, tries to shoot it, deflected away. Nice play by Brandewey. It rolls out of bounds off Anna. Good defensive start for the Redskins.
Yeah, that was set up well, and Brandewey came over and made a great play.
And we've got Anna with one, two, three, four players in backcourt, four green shirts, four white shirts. Ball inbounded by Jake Ratterman up the left side to Brandewey. Brandewey at midcourt, checked by Riley Hilskamp. Ball thrown left corner, Eli Rosengarten, Bart Bixler on him. Ball dumped to the cutter, Nathan Ratterman, baseline left. Out on the arc of the three-point shooter. Here's a long one by Jake Ratterman. It's spun in and out, no good. There's Anna leaking the other way. Long throw to Bixler. He scurries, catches up with it, and scores. We talked about that in the pregame. Fort Laramie can't give up cheap points to the Anna Rockets. Forecourt left, Ratterman for Fort Laramie between the rings. 2-0 Anna. We played 50 seconds. Straight on, it's Brandewey. Elbow on the left, it is Kemper. Left corner, Jake. On top to Nathan Ratterman. Outside the on the arc. Deep right corner, Brandewey. Long opposite corner throw. Leaping, catching is Jake Ratterman. Picked up by Leininger. Head of the key, Nate Ratterman. Right corner, Rosengarten drives, pulls up, hits the cutter, Kemper barreling down the lane. He catches and scores. Good play. Look out, Anna cherry picking the other way. Dosick caught the 50-foot pass and ripped to the rim, laid it through, foul against Fort Laramie.
Boy, they have gotten beat back twice now for baskets.
4-2 in favor of Anna. Griffin Dosick was fouled as he scored on the last one. And he's at the stripe, dropping into free throw. 5-2 Anna. 10 players in backcourt. Pressure applied. Ball thrown to midcourt to Ratterman. Here's a breakout by Rosengarten. All the way to the rim. Missed it, no good. Rebound Kemper. Oh, it skipped off the iron. Saved inbounds by Anna. No. Rockets were out of bounds. Fort Laramie, Chuck, trying to give Anna a dose of its own medicine.
Well, they did a good job. They got two on one. They just missed two easy baskets.
Brandewey inbounding. Head of the circle, Jake Ratterman leaps and stabs. Picked up by Leininger. Jake down the left side to Brandewey. Sprinting into the top of the circle, it's Jake. Left side pass, Rosengarten. Wants to take Bixler baseline. Pulls up. Throws opposite corner to Brandewey, who buries a long triple. We're tied at five. lining her midcourt for Anna. Pulls up foul line in the paint. In trouble, boxed in. Throws to Dosik, left corner. He's got an avenue to the hoop. Reverse layup, missed it. Loose ball rebound. Anna baseline left. It's Leininger. Seven-footer, no. It rolls off the iron. Dosik almost went over the back of the rebound. Fort Loramie recovers it. 5-5. We played 2.5 minutes opening period. Fort Loramie straight away. It's Kemper. Left side, Branaway. Left corner, Rosengarten. To the cutter, Kemper. Throws out back to Jake Ratterman. He knifes into the lane. Little short left-handed popper. Hit the rim, caromed off. Anna's got the board. Here's a blind pass by Bixler right to Fort Loramie. Well, he wasn't aware of Nick Branaway's mitt, which was right in the path of that throw. And Fort Loramie's got the ball.
We're about to get our first look of the season, at least for us, of Carter Mesher. He's just checked into the game.
Boy, he's got wheels, as displayed on Spencer Wells' football team. Deep in the right corner, it is Rosengarten. Straight away, Kemper. Anna gives him the 17-footer. He doesn't shoot it. We're tied at 5. 4:47 to go here in the first quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it is Jake Ratterman. Wheels it near side to Rosengarten. Fakes right, goes left, into the corner, then throws it out back for Branaway. Passes wide, intercepted by Bixler. And Bixler storms the other way, all the way to the rack for two.
Riley Huelskamp.
I'm sorry. 21, not 23. Anna's gotten three easy hoops so far. Interception on Loramie's inbounds pass. Anna's got it back. 7-5 Rockets. We played half the first quarter. Here's Bixler 25 feet away. Ball rotated left side to Huelskamp. Deep left corner, Bixler. Bixler wants to go baseline and Rosengarten can't do it. Bixler quits his dribble. Sends it out back to teammate Carter Elliott. Right flank Leininger. Shake and bake move into the paint. He's crowded in there. Missed it, no good. Stick back by Dosik is in. 9-5 Anna. An offensive board hoop. Quickly up the floor, it is Rosengarten. Out back to Jake Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Left corner, Rosengarten. Goes to the elbow on the left. Ball is thrown opposite to Nate. Nate glides into the top of the circle. Now Kemper. 3:25 to go first quarter. 9-5 Anna. Kemper below the foul line. A lot of congestion. Anna knocks it loose. Fort Loramie picks it up in the left corner. It's Rosengarten. He dragged his pivot foot.
Anna substitute number 13, Cameron Stewart.
Cam Stewart, a defensive specialist for Anna, checks in. Carter Mesher on the floor for Fort Loramie along with Nolan Burning. Carter, a 6'1 senior. Nolan is a 5'11 sophomore. Anna walks it down the floor, leading by four. Just over three to play first quarter. Stewart at the elbow on the right. Cam Stewart out there for Anna, as I noted, 6'1 junior. Huelskamp, far left wing. Now Dosik, right back to Riley. Straight away, Bixler. Near side, Leininger. Right corner, Stewart. Here's Leininger, checked by Carter Mesher. Out back to Huelskamp. Wow. That one brought snow flurries. He launched a very high, soaring three-pointer from about 26 feet by Huels ropes. That was a bomb and a half. 12-5, Anna by 7. Fort Loramie's got Nate Meyer and Justin Murray on the floor for Anna now. Murray is a 6'4 junior. Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie, a 6 foot soft. Here's Burning, midcourt for Fort Loramie, which needs a bucket. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Anna up 7. We were tied at 5. 7 in a row, reeled off by the green on the road here at Fort Loramie. Ball dish right corner, Ratterman. Little give and go. Baseline right. Difficult shot. Half hook by Albers is in the game. Grant, a 6'2 sophomore, was long on the baseline J. Anna got the rebound. Quickly down the floor. Dosik into the lane to a teammate. Justin Murray had two or three men around him. Tried to pitch it away into the corner. Fort Loramie got a piece of it. Out of bounds. Anna retains the ball. Branaway back in now for the Redskins. Nate Ratterman out. Carter Mesher, Grant Albers, Nolan Burning all on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded by Anna outside the arc on the right. It is Justin Murray. Murray to Dosik. Dosick into the lane. Left corner Stewart. He sizes up a triple way off the mark. Rebound Fort Loramie. A minute 17 to go in the first. 12-5 Anna. Brandewee quickly left corner. Carter Mesher. He's picked up by Dosick. Carter slants into the top of the circle. He's got an avenue down the lane. Leaves it left corner for a teammate. Here's a long triple by Fort Loramie. It rattles out. No good. Meyer couldn't get it to fall. And Anna got the ricochet far side of the floor. Outside the arc on the right, it is Juleskamp for Anna. 50 seconds to go in the first. Near side Stewart. 12-5 Anna. Oh, a good poke away by Ratterman. He knocked it free from Elliott. And storming down the floor for Fort Loramie is Grant Albers. He marched the baseline, took a shoulder from the Fort Loramie player, released the ball toward the rim, and he's got two.
Yeah, that was a smart play.
Couple of shots for Grant Albers. And maybe Grant will listen to this archive, Chuck, in a couple days. Spencer Wells told me he hoped Grant plays some football next fall. And maybe Grant will hear this message and he'll go out for the gridiron game.
Yeah, he's got a football body.
Yep. That's what Spencer believes too. Head football coach at Fort Loramie in his first year last season. Did an outstanding job. Foul shot by Grant. First one good. Second shot short. But Anna stepped in the paint too soon. 41 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 12-6 Anna. And Grant Albers cannot connect. It skipped all around the rim and came off. Anna to midcourt. Down the right side, Juleskamp. To Bixler. Rotated left side of the floor. Then dumped into the paint to Bixler. Then thrown elbow left to Justin Murray. Out back to Dosick. He heaves a long one. It missed, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Couple players hit the deck. I think Anna's fouled in backcourt.
Yeah, I think Juleskamp kind of got an arm hooked in there and pulled him down.
Do we go to the camera for review on a possible hook and hold?
Yeah, okay. I got to see that last night.
Isn't that crazy in the college game now, Chuck? Jeez. What do they not go to the review camera for anymore? Hook and hold. That seems to me to be a little overkill.
Yeah, they ought to just work on getting it right in the Big Ten. They have trouble.
23 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Fort Loramie throws it down the floor. It's loose. Redskins get it in the corner. Out back to Brandewee. He lights it up from three-point land. It rimmed out. Rebound Anna. 10 seconds left. Long throw down to Stewart. Baseline right. Might have gotten away with a walk. Blew the layup with three to go. Fort Loramie got the rebound in backcourt as the quarter finishes. Anna 12. Fort Loramie 6 at the end of one here on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAG Inc. OH.com.
How do you need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Family owned and building a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie starts the second quarter with a long three try from Nathan Ratterman. It hits the back iron and kicks out 20 feet from the hoop. Anna's got the ball. Here's Bixler to Dosick. Left side to Leininger. Little pick and roll with Dosick. Baseline left. Squeezes between a couple Redskin players. And the shot hit the underneath side of the rim. Fort Loramie reached up to spear the rebound. Nice job by Rosengarten. Midcourt. Right on the button was Rosengarten for Fort Loramie. 12-8. The lead is 4 for Anna. Rockets' biggest lead at 12-5. Late in that first stanza. Top of the circle, Dosick. Outside the arc of the right at Juleskamp. Juleskamp at the elbow to Stewart. Left wing, Leininger. He jacks up along with a three-pointer. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound. Well done by Brandewey. Brandewey snatched it aggressively. Threw it to Rosengarten. Cross court, far side of the floor for Fort Loramie. It's Nate Meyer. Out back to Brandewey. He sizes up the three. Missed it wide left. Rebound Anna. Pitch out quickly down the floor. Bixler. He beats everybody to the rim. 2 points. Anna. Another transition hoop.
Yeah, that was just way too easy.
Splendid by the Anna Rockets as they blitz down the floor in transition after the rebound to make it 14-8. Here's Randall head on. Gives it up to Nate Meyer, right flank. Outside the arc of the left to Ratterman. Steps back. It takes aim on a three. It got the rim on the right. Rebound in the right corner by Dosick. Loramie's got to make a better percentage of threes in order to knock off the Rockets here tonight.
Well, they made the first one they shot. I think they've missed their last five.
Far left side at Juleskamp. And he's got range from there. He tries to pour in a long one. He overshoots. Weak side rebound down to Nathan Ratterman to Fort Loramie. Low scoring tilt, 14-8, Anna. 5:28 left here in the second quarter at the Redskins gym. Ball thrown to Kemper. Straight away looks on. Thought about a back cut pass to Rosengarten. But it got clogged up. Ball wasn't fed. Brandewey kept it. Fakes right, goes left. Gets around Bixler into the lane. Bixler might have grabbed him. He did. Foul. Not in the act of shooting, I don't think.
That's two on Bart. He's begging his case of not coming out.
Well, we got Nathan Ratterman out. Nate Meyer out. Nick Brandewey out for Fort Loramie. Wholesale changes. Nate Ratterman back in. Here's Caleb Meyer on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Outstanding sophomore. He had nearly 30 in a JV game a month and a half ago. Fort Loramie inbounds to Kemper. Kemper back to the basket. Pivot move. Left hand. It rattled out. No good. And he got the rebound and fired a bullet to a runaway locomotive in the person of Griffin Dosick, who snared it. Zipping toward the rim and in one motion caught it, laid it through, and Anna's doubled the score on the Redskins. 16-8. Timeout. 4:58 to go. Second period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply.
What, four or five layups?
Yeah, easy shots, just beating them in transition.
Here's Fort Loramie up the right side, down by 8. We played over 3 minutes in period number 2. Far left wing, Caleb Myers got it for Fort Loramie. He dances to the foul line. On a weave, it goes to Nolan Burning. And Burning caught the ball on his right hip, and that's a violation.
Well, that's why, I mean, Loramie can't afford to give up easy baskets because sometimes they really struggle scoring themselves.
Yep. Averaging several points under 50 is Fort Loramie. They like to run precious time off the clock, get a good look at the hoop. Play superb defense at the other end. Hold the opponent to less than 40. Anna likes to push the ball. Rockets averaging better than 70 on the year, leading 16-8. Just over 4 to play here in the second quarter. Anna's got the ball on the left wing. It's Bixler. He's got a crease to the basket, and he manages to slither through it. Got a shot up. Couldn't convert, but he was nailed on the arm.
34, Nolan Burning his first.
A couple of free throws here for Bart Bixler of Anna, which tries to push the lead to 9, then 10. Shot by Bixler. A lot of rim. No good. Front rim back, then to the front, and it trickled off. Bixler shoots free throws at about 75% on the year, and he drains the next. 17-8, Anna, biggest lead. 4 minutes even left here in the first half. Up the floor is Jake Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Gives it up on the arc to Meyer. Meyer barges into the lane, then throws it out back to Burning, back to Caleb. Dosick on him. High right. It is Jake Ratterman. Jake goes down into the corner. Fort Loramie with wholesale changes. Kemper, I think, is the lone starter, is on the floor at the moment. Here's a drive down the right side of the paint. Michaela Meyer, no good. Anna got the rebound. Stolen by Ratterman. Jake's got the hoop. Good play with the left hand.
Good, strong steal right there by Jake in the basket. They needed that.
Yep. Superb action, aggressive play by Fort Loramie. 17-10, Anna up 7. Far left wing, it is Hulskamp into the corner. Kemper shades him. Out back for Anna. It goes on the play to Carter Elliott. And Anna wants a timeout in the half-court offense. Up 7, 3:10 to go, first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And thank you, Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Gratitude to them, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn. We come back to action, and Carter Elliott explodes with a leaping three-corner, or I should say three-pointer. No, Fort Loramie didn't touch it. Simply lost out of bounds by Bart. A minute 53 to go here in the second quarter. It has been a sluggishly played game so far, Chuck. No real spurts or float to it. Each team with difficulty scoring in the half-court offense. Thankfully for Anna, the Rockets have gotten some transition goals and lead 20-10. Minute 44 left to go here in the second quarter of play. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie calls out a play. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna is up to her left, barking out defensive instructions for his visiting club. Here's Nathan Ratterman, right corner Kemper. Now back to Nathan. On top to Brandewee for Fort Loramie, which is down 20-10 with a minute 20 to go, second quarter. Spin move outside the lane in the right before Fort Loramie. It is Grant Albers to Carter Mesher in the corner, who chucks one up from there. Short, rebound Anna. Rockets quickly, four-court right. Stewart's got the ball in the arc. Fakes right, goes left. Collision on the baseline. Carter Mesher got there late. Common personal. A minute 5 to go, second quarter. 20-10 in favor of Anna. We've had one bucket in the last 2 minutes, 40 seconds. Inbounded by Anna. Baseline drive to Dosik. He fletches it at the rim. A slam dunk by Griffin Dosik. Boy, if he gets a half step on you with his long arms and long legs, he can dunk right now, as he did. 12-point lead, Anna, biggest of the night. Penetrating the lane is Fort Loramie. Here's a turnaround fadeaway shot. Good. Grant Albers, a nice one.
Wow, that looked pretty good.
Little NBA move by Grant. He hooked it through from about 11, 12 feet. 28 seconds to go, first half. 22-12 in favor of Anna. Ball thrown to Hulskamp at midcourt. He's hemmed in by a couple players. Circles out back, 16 to go. Anna spreads the floor. And we've got Cam Stewart down baseline right. Griffin Dosik at center circle with 7-6. Hulskamp to Dosik. Looks at the hoop from 30. Goes elbow on the left. Jump, shoots from 15. Way short. Stewart tips the rebound. Doesn't get it to the rim. And the half closes. All Anna so far. Very low scoring tilt. It is 22-12 in favor of the green over the Redskins at intermission. say you better follow the footsteps of many satisfied Guyers patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis to Guyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. When Gus Guyer established Guyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Guyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyers in Fort Loramie, and see them online, too, at GuyersInc.com. That's Guyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. We've got our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report coming up in a minute. 22-12, Anna over Fort Loramie on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh,
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah,
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is 22-12, Anna over Fort Loramie at the half. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before that next storm gets a firm grip on you. Big savings at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Goodrich, Cooper, and more to beat the winter weather before it beats you. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires, free pickup and delivery. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 800-474-4123. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Anna over Fort Loramie at 12. We've been reported a score, Chuck, from Jackson Center. The Tigers lead Bodkins 21-15 at the end of the third quarter is what I was told.
Well, not real shocking. I'm going to tell you what. Not sure what that was. It goes off when we talk. We're back. They're going to be a real good basketball team next year. They're very young. So it's not real shocking that they're playing Jackson.
Well, we see Litch on our computer screen. We might be cutting, but it's like we might be cutting out at the moment. But I guess we could try the hot spot. Wilson Health Time Report on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, the first half, no stomach scoring. Anna had 15 rebounds to Loramie's 12, 3-2 advantage offensive rebounds for the Rockets. Loramie turned the ball 5 times in the first half. Anna turned it 4. 2 of 3 from the free throw line for the Rockets. 1 of 2 for Fort Loramie. Not a lot of fouling, not a lot of free throw shot.
Nope.
Anna, 5 from Mules Camp. 5 from Bixler, and 3 from Carter Elliott. They scored 12 and 10, 22 for the first half. Lormy, on the other hand, 3 points from Brandewey, 3 points from Albers, 2 from Jake Ratterman, 2 from Rosengarten, 2 from Mason Kemper. They scored 6 points each quarter. Not going to get it done, 6 points a quarter.
Nope. Fort Loramie much more productive and efficient in the first meeting versus Anna. Redskins have won 9 of their last 11, beat Bethel by 30 on Tuesday. Redskins so far tonight, it's one of those, oh, woe is me type games here at Contest, or a Saturday game. The club's fatigued having played the night before. But there have been some school off days in the last week or two. Practice schedules have been altered, but to neither team can really get in the flow. There's only been about, what, in the entire game, 6 or 7 good half-court baskets made.
Yeah, I mean, Lormy's getting good shots, getting good looks at it. They're just not shooting the ball well. And Anna, they're still doing their offense on the half-court. It's not great, but their transition has got them the 10-point lead at the half.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Chuck. If Fort Loramie could take away Anna's easy transition points, this game would be a dead heat. But Anna got some quick runouts to start, and that's the difference in the contest. 22-12 Anna over Fort Loramie. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston, and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It is our Locale Equipment Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. We highlight a couple of cheerleaders from each school. They are under the spotlight thanks to Locale, which once moved from Los Angeles to Jackson Center. Its original home, L.A., California, thus the name Locale. And then in 1982, it made the big switch to the Midwest, Jackson Center in Shelby County. And Locale has been a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We recognize here tonight Dana Puppelman, senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie, 3.3 GPA, daughter of Sharon and Kurt. She is a softball outfielder, takes part in mathletes, serves Mass at church. She'll study early childhood education at Bowling Green. And her mom, Sharon, is a Fort Loramie grad. She's got a couple of older sisters and a couple of younger brothers who are in grades 10 and 7 at Fort Loramie. Brianna Holtzapple, a 4-point student at Anna, junior cheerleader, daughter of John and Jen, takes part in the Anna Musicals, the National Honor Society, SAD, Eco Warriors, French Club. She is a competitive gymnast, and she's not sure which college, but she may study optometry. She has a sister, Alicia, who is at OSU Lima, and an 11-year-old 6th-grade sister, Karina. Brianna Holtzapple and Jana Puppelman of Anna and Fort Loramie, respectively, a couple cheerleaders. They are our Locale Equipment Spotlight performers here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, Anna gets the third quarter underway with a bang. Second triple of the night for Carter Elliott.
They went inside out, threw it into Dosick, collapsed, threw it back out on the arc. Nice way to start the half.
Oh, Carter Elliott has looked good shooting the ball from range. What they get him going, from distance, Chuck. Look out. That's one more long range dimension Anna can add to its arsenal.
Right, and at 6'4", he sees over the defense.
Sure does. Yeah, he made a huge three against Versailles last Saturday. Fort Loramie now down by 13. Biggest spread in this game. Rosengarten got the ball deep in the right corner against Bixler. Out back to Kemper. Kemper to Brandon Wheat, 35 feet away. Fort Loramie's played exceedingly well the last few weeks. They've got a quick turnaround. A 6 o'clock tip tomorrow, almost 2 hours from home, at the Hoosier Gym in Knightstown, Indiana. Long three-point try taken by Fort Loramie. It missed, hit the back rim, and may have skimmed down the,
hit
clock,
the clock
above the board.
It hit the clock.
Sure did. 6:53 left, third quarter, 25-12 Anna. Chuck, I feel like I'm sleepwalking through the announce job tonight. It is a slow-paced game, only 37 points in better than two periods. Here is Dosik, left corner, goes cross-court to Leidinger for Anna. Gives it up to Bixler. Now Yulskamp rotated to Elliott. Baseline left, Dosik again. Brandon, we on him. Cross-court pass to Leidinger. He jacks up to three. Bullseye! He's got it. Elliott and Leidinger. You talk about a heck of a skip pass.
Yeah, I know. They just found him and they come out. They did exactly what Loramie couldn't afford. Gave up two big threes to start the second half. And it's a 16-point deficit now.
6:23 to go here in the third. Chuck, let's take a 30-second message from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, after the Redskins' timeout, Fort Loramie treated Anna what Anna has treated Fort Loramie to tonight. A long throw down the floor, a run-out basket. Nate Gratterman took the over-the-shoulder pass and went the last 15 feet toward the cup and dropped it through to make it 28-14 Anna, which had possessed a 16-point spread, the biggest of the night. Here's Anna going baseline left. On the block, it's Dosik. A couple of men around him, and one Redskin grabbed Dosik. Common foul.
Yeah, they tried to double down on him that time, and he just got a hand in. Brandon, we got him on the arm.
Anna inbounds to Bixler in tight quarters. Fort Loramie punched it away. Then Anna's Bixler knocked the ball out of bounds last. Redskins possession. Carter Mesher back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Anna pressing. It goes to Rosengarten out of Mesher, and Anna relents. Must have been an anomaly there, Chuck, for a few seconds at the start of the third quarter, but it looked like our volume dropped once or twice. I think we're coming in loud and clear right now. Sometimes Wi-Fi systems can be a little spotty, but it looks like we are firing on all cylinders. Fort Loramie misfires on a three from the right corner. Rosengarten couldn't get it to fall. And then Anna hustled down the floor, and a Fort Loramie player plowed into the back of Gilskamp. It was a foul on Carter Mesher of the Redskins.
Well, if we're seeing anything, Mesher looks like he's moving as well as we've ever seen him move. So that's a good sign for that stress fracture he had.
Here is Anna inbounding, Dosik midcourt, hand off to Yulskamp. 5:26 to go, third quarter. 28-14, Anna leads. Deep right corner, Yulskamp, no look pass, cross court to Leidinger. Out back to the three-point shooter, Elliott. He's made two already in this game. Missed it short, no good. Long rebound to Bixler. It is poked up in the air, stolen by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Brandewee, full court right. 3 minutes gone in the third. Now Carter Mesher, who looks at head coach Corey Britton, to Brandewee on the weave. Brandewee high left. Gives it up to Rosengarten straight away. Now to Mesher. Mesher dribbles down the left side of the lane, beats his man to the rim, overshoots. Weak side rebound, tie up. Arrow says Redskins possession. 4:45 to go in the third. Thank you so much, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. Founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, couldn't have gotten off the ground in 2007 without the support of LaCalle. Inbound, Fort Loramie, stolen by Anna. Here is Anna on a breakout the other way. Griffin Dosick powers to the rim, and an Anna player undercut him. Two free throws for Griffin. 28-14, Anna. 4:38 to go in the third. Very good JV tilt tonight.
It was a good one. It was a real good game.
One by
Loramie, one by two, if I'm not mistaken. One by one.
Yeah, Anna had the ball out of bounds in the half court with 6 seconds to go and really didn't get a good shot off.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, they put a person on the inbounder. They tipped the ball up in the air, disrupted everything that they tried to do.
Griffin Dosick has just made one of two free throws for the Rockets, who lead at 29-14. Here is Fort Loramie up the right side of the floor. It is Nate Meyer. He gives it up out back to Grant Albers, back to Nate on the arc. Right corner, Rosengarten. Rosengarten fakes right, goes left. Ball high overhead. He skips it cross court. And we had a moving screen against the Redskins. It might have been on Albers.
I think it was on Brandweed. It was a clip.
Sure was. I saw the bodies fly from here. And the Redskin player, Brandowee, not stationary. And down 15, Fort Loramie settles back on defense. Anna up the floor. Half the third quarter gone. Bixler on the arc. Looks for Elliott foul line. Can't find him. Good chance here now for Anna to work on its half-court game. Back to the basket. 18 feet out, Dosick. Right corner, Bixler. Rotated line here. Now Huelskamp gives it up to Carter Elliott. Picked up by Leininger. Breaks up the pass for Anna. 3:31 left, third quarter. 29-14. You heard me correctly. And we had a low-scoring tilt going on at Jackson Center tonight. Last word, 21-15 after three. That game lower than this one by a few points. Jackson Center was leading Botkins heading into the fourth. Top of the circle, Nolan Burning on the floor now to Albers. Back to Burning. Burning lines up a three ball, missed it off the back brace. Lengthy rebound to Nate Meyer. Fort Loramie still got it. Baseline left, Rosengarten. All the way below the rim, around to the other side, up and good.
That's what they need. They need to get something out of Eli.
Here is Anna attacking. Bixler in the paint. Little drop shot right in front. It hit the heel, kicked out. Fort Loramie got the board. Posting up in a hurry, Albers on the arc to Rosengarten. Elbow right flank, 17-footer. Bingo! Four straight by Eli. 29-18, six of the last seven scored by Fort Loramie. 2:34 to go, third quarter. Stewart on the arc. Right side pass, Bixler. Crowds his way to the baseline. Missed it, hit the rim, skipped off. Fort Loramie got the board and threw it away.
Now they're trying to beat him back. I mean, the attempt was good, the pass was not.
And Fort Loramie had been down 28-12. 2 minutes ago. It's now 29-18. 2:24 remaining here in the third quarter. Again, we've got the Redskins on the road at the iconic Hoosier Gym tomorrow. Tip off about 6. Webcast time, 5:45. The opponent, Strasburg Franklin. Here is Dosick. Baseline left for Anna. Got a good lob pass from Bixler and muscled it up and in over a Redskin defender. 31-18.
Good possession that time by the Rockets.
Anna leads it. Here's Caleb Meyer into the top of the circle. On a weave to Brandweave for Fort Loramie. Wants to drive back to the basket, posting up 8 feet away, spinning, shoveled it to a cutter. Oh, nicely done. Caught by Caleb Meyer sprinting down the lane.
Grant Albers.
No, it was Grant Albers. Yep, Grant Albers, 30, not 32. Good dish on the play by Brandweave. That's the way you slash to the rim, and you find the cutter. 31-20 in favor of Fort Loramie as Anna tries to post up Dosick baseline left with his back to the basket. But we've got a foul. It is Dosick. He hooked the Fort Loramie defensive man. The official spotted it, blew the whistle. Redskins get it back. A chance to cut it below 10 here with a minute 29 to go in the third quarter. for six players in backcourt as Fort Loramie enters it. Up the left side, Caleb Meyer. Now right side against Stewart. Caleb over the timeline. Fumbled the ball, and Stewart got a piece of it. Then Caleb Meyer got it back. Bixler kicked it out of bounds right toward us here at Press Row. A minute 19 remaining in the third period. Rockets 31 as he tried to hamper Nate Meyer.
That's only his second, but he can sit for 51 seconds now, rest up, get ready for the fourth quarter.
Right. 33-20, Annaba 13. Here's Brandoey at midcourt for Fort Loramie. Brandoey fakes left, goes right. Goes into the corner to Nate Meyer, opposite to Caleb, on top to Nate. Overplay by Yuleskamp. He's got the pilfer. All the way down, blew the gimme. Follow missed on the play by Bixler. Stewart is there. Third time is a good one.
Cameron Stewart, two.
Three tries were perfect for Anna, which swipes it at midcourt again. It's Bixler to Yuleskamp. He led him beautifully, and Yuleskamp got the gimme. 37-20, Anna, the 17. Boy, this run out by the Rockets at the end of the third might have put this game away for good. Fort Loramie got careless. Anna's aggressiveness paid off. One steal after another. Interestingly, Chuck, Yuleskamp made a circus shot, then came back with a driving layup, conventional style, and blew it.
Yeah, they had a lot of pressure on that second shot, too.
Six ticks to go, third quarter, 37-20. Rockets up 15. Ball inbounded to Brandoey. He's 60 feet away from the basket with 3.5 to go. Comes to the top of the circle, spins, fades, line drive shot, clanged off the rim, no good. Fine defense by Yuleskamp. Outstanding third quarter by Riley of Anna. Eight more minutes in the books. We go to the fourth. Anna up by 17 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Now, we'd like to mention that we are also online tonight thanks to Dickman Electrical in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Gratitude to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. 498-7282. Get connected to your veterans benefits. And in Rushi, thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly, the owner manager of the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, that you heard all about our shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Action underway, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie down 17. Ball lob right corner, Nate Ratterman. Good shot fake around the Anna defender. He missed the banker on the go toward the rim, but sliding into him was the Anna defender. And Nate's got 2 free throws. Fort Loramie almost beat Anna in the first meeting in the December. Fort Loramie led for better than 3 quarters, lost at 59-51. Had a 9-point lead early third quarter that game before faltering by 8. Free throw by Nate Ratterman, swish. Second shot, swish. 37-22, Anna's lead is 15. Here come the Rockets, 4 court left. It is Dosik down the left side. Out back to Riley Yuleskamp. Yuleskamp to Dosik, right corner Carter Elliott. Lobs baseline right, Dosik back to the hoop. On top to Leininger. Behind the back on the dribble, nowhere to go. Just over 7 to go in the game. Fuelscamp. Leininger, shot fake, pulls up, elbow right, missed the 17-footer. Long board, Carter Mesher. He's picking him up and laying him down. He explodes all the way to the rack. Shot deflected by Anna, ruled a foul against Anna. Rocket spectators do not like the referee's choice. It goes against Fuelscamp. Couldn't tell, Chuck, if he got all ball or a part of the wrist.
I couldn't tell either.
Two free throws, Carter Mesher. The first is lengthy. 37-22, 15-point game. Anna on top. Checking out for the Anna Rockets, who'd been in for a couple of minutes. Overlapping the third and fourth quarters was Justin Murray, 6'4 junior. Carter notches the second free throw. 37-23, 14-point game. Fort Loramie in the lead, or I should say Anna in the lead. Redskins trailing. Leininger to Elliott. Far right side, Fuelscamp. Spots Bixler underneath the rim. He's too far under. Shot hits the iron. Comes off to Anna. Burning slides down the floor. Gives it to Ratterman behind him. He lines up a three. Missed it off the flange. Good follow by Rosengarten. Baseline right to Carter Mesher. And the ball is raked out of bounds by Anna. 37-23 in favor of the Rockets. Game was tied at 5. And then Anna ripped off 7 in a row. And it's been pretty lopsided ever since. Deep right corner, Adaman gets the inbounds pass. He launches a three. Oh, it lipped the rim. Tough break. Rebound, Anna. Here come the Rockets. Fuelscamp up the right side to Dosick. Now Bixler. Cross court, Dosick. Overplay by Fort Loramie, which couldn't get the steal, leaving Dosick an opportunity to split defenders and charge down the lane. He is bumped as he shoots, and he's got two. 37-23, Anna. Free throw, Dosick, way short. Chuck, am I overstating the case, or has it been a somewhat uninspired game by both clubs tonight?
I'm having a little trouble. I'm watching all the kids do cartwheels and stuff in front of me. So, and they're playing My Little Pony down there, too. I'm thinking about joining in.
Here's the second free throw. That's a rarity. He is nearly a 70% foul shooter. Fort Loramie grabbed the rebound, threw up the floor to Rosengarten. Around Bixler, Rosengarten challenges bound. Anna, long heave down to Murray. Murray off and running toward the rim, lays it up, scores it, and you can count it. He got the benefit of the NBA continuation. What a play by Murray.
It was Elliott.
I'm sorry, Elliott. I said 11, blended game. Tries to convert the three-point play way short. That's three in a row from the stripe by Anna, which you barely caught iron. Here's Fort Loramie deep in the right corner. It is Caleb Meyer. Out back to Jake Ratterman. Coming off a screen. It's Caleb. Now to Burning. Burning jacks up a three. Missed it off the back iron. Big-time rebound way out on the floor to Rosengarten. Down inside to a teammate. Anna deflects. Nate Ratterman picks it up and scores. He was shocked. He was unmolested, not guarded. 39-25. Anna by 14, 5:18 to go, fourth quarter. Long cross-court pass to Bixler for Anna. Anna's got Elliott, Dosick, Fuelscamp, Bixler, Leininger on the floor. That's the five who began the game. Overplay by Fort Loramie. Fuelscamp sprints down the lane. Collision with a white shirt. No call. Good handoff. A late one to Dosick, who's got the easy point blanker.
The hardest thing for that was Dosick not to come down and land on the Ratterman who was laying on the floor there.
Here's a long three by Nate Ratterman. It looks wide left. It is. Loose ball rebound on the arc to Fort Loramie. Setting up to shoot his Rosengarten. Swish from three-point territory. Eli poured one through. 41-28, Anna by 13. 4:30 left to go here in the game. Anna down the left side. It's Dosick. Dosick into the corner. Cross-court pass caught by Elliott. He went up to catch it. Threw it back out on the arc to Fuelscamp, who resets the attack. Riley still dribbling. Shovels a pass off to Lanier, back to Yulskamp. He darts into the lane. Right corner, Elliott, open, three ball. He hits it. Carter Elliott has sparked the Rockets tonight. Good shooting from distance for him. I remarked earlier, if he catches fire from outside the three-point line, Anna will almost be impossible to beat. Right side, Caleb Meyer into the post to Nate Radiman. Swivels, hooks over Griffin Dosick. Wide left, rebound Anna. 44-28, Fort Loramie. 3:37 to go here in the ballgame. 16-point lead Rockets, who've been up by as many as 17 at one juncture. I think that was at 29-12, if my memory is correct. Here's a poor pass by Anna, stolen by Fort Loramie. And then the Redskins return the favor. We're down to 3:21 to go here in the fourth. 44-28. As I check my notes, Anna led 28-12 at one point in this contest. So the 16-point lead right now by Fort Loramie matches that earlier 16-point spread. Haven't gotten a further report on the Jackson Center-Botkins game. Jackson led by six entering the fourth. Here's a sloppy pass by Bixler, stolen away by Jake Radiman of Fort Loramie. He hustles down the floor, hurries to the rim, and lays it through. And then Anna gets a timeout to our left. 3:04 to go. Fort Loramie up 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
So many thanks to Barker Insurance, located south of Anna, north of Sydney, on Route 25A. Barker Insurance has served the Upper Miami Valley now for a grand total of about, 50 years, close to it. And for many of the most recent years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. Now you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. 3 minutes left, fourth quarter. Anna scurries down the floor, baseline left. Bixler tries to leave it for a trailer, Carter Elliott, and it's stroked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 44-30, Anna. Yulskamp below the rim on the arc to Bixler. Out of Yulskamp, who circles out front. Team foul situation, six on Fort Loramie, so Anna will shoot. Cross-court pass, Yulskamp looks for Dosick, the cutter. Midcourt Bixler. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna is working on the spread game right now. Here is Dosick fumbling the ball right in front of the Anna bench. And Nate Barhorst gets yet another timeout. 14-point game. Anna in the lead. 2.5 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, we've got a few new underwriting sponsors online with us on scoresbroadcast.com, including Dan Eilerman Construction of Fort Loramie. It's a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated to residential construction, creating new homes, building additions, remodeling. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom-built into every home improvement project. That's the Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick. They'll work with you step by step by step in the construction of your new home. Dan Eilerman Construction. Easy for me to say. Dan Eilerman Construction. 419-582-3824. 419-582-3824. As we return to action, Anna got a bust-out basket down to her left. Cam Stewart went driving hard toward the rim. And then Carter Mesher for Fort Loramie is plowed in two down to her right. And he's at the stripe with two as Anna has reestablished that 16-point cushion with 2:13 to go. Free throw Carter Mesher good, 46-31. Also thank you, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. Online at RegalTrophyAwards.com. That's Regal for the crowning touch. You can count on Regal for quality and reliability. And thanks to Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Catch the catch of the day in the evening. You'll enjoy that baked haddock dinner. Open at 6 a.m. Superb breakfast and a variety of burgers and wraps at lunch at Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie. State Route 362, Minster. Here's a missed three from the left corner by Brandewey. Rebound by Anna. 2 seconds remaining in the fourth. Don't forget, tomorrow we've got Fort Loramie on the road in a 6 p.m. tip at the iconic gym in Wrightstown, Indiana, known as the Hoosier Gym. We've got the play-by-play in color beginning at 5:45. If you don't want to make the trip, it's about 2 hours from West Central Ohio. Join us on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie against Strasburg Franklin. It's a very good team with a 14-4 mark from up between New Philadelphia and Canton in northeastern Ohio. Plays in the league, which includes Berlin Highland. And Strasburg Franklin's got some size. They played Wednesday. So Fort Loramie's opponent will be mighty fresh tomorrow night.
Bob Huggins' dad, Charlie Huggins,
yes,
was the coach there, won state,
yep,
then went to Indian Valley and won two or three there. So that's my connection with Strasburg.
In fact, Strasburg is one of the top 10 winningest high school basketball programs in the state of Ohio.
Bryce Meyer
in off the bench for Anna, puts in a short five-footer outside the lane on the left to stretch Anna's lead back to 50-33. Now, you're so right. Strasburg Franklin won a state title under Charlie Huggins. He was the mentor. Here's Burning taking a look at a three for Fort Loramie. He bombs one in from out back. A trifecta for Nolan Burning. 50-36 in favor of Anna. Here's Yulskamp down the floor for the Rockets. Then he circles the wagons out back. Fort Loramie not guarding too tightly. You think subconsciously Chuck Fort Loramie was aware of the quick turnaround game tomorrow?
Oh, I don't think so. I think Anna's just that good.
Anna Rockets, as we've said all year, feature a number of two-way players. Yep, they average over 70, but they defend extremely well too, and that's what they did exceedingly well tonight. They put the big D on Fort Loramie, held the Redskins to 36 points, 11 below their per-game average, and Anna won it 50-36 over the Redskins here tonight. Anna hangs on to its one-game lead in the Shelby County Athletic League with a league game to go. Jackson Center's got Fairlawn remaining, and the Anna Rockets have got a contest on the schedule yet with Rushi. That's 1 week from Tuesday at Rushi, by the way. Anna's at Rushi 1 week from Tuesday. That game is set for February 19th. It's the makeup of an earlier season power outage game that was not completed at Rushi. The makeup is on Tuesday night, February 19th. We'll have that game for you. Anna at Rushi. Meanwhile, the Jackson Center Tigers are at Fairlawn on the Friday before, so the Tigers will end their season several days before Anna. Jackson Center plays Fairlawn at Fairlawn on the 15th of February. Last we heard, was that Jackson Center was leading Botkins 21-15 early in the fourth quarter. We say hello to Todd Geyer of Geyer's, of Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, serving customers from Hawaii, Alaska, Washington, D.C.
And Fort Loramie.
And Fort
I just got a text from my son who said Justin Fields.
Yes.
A bunch of exclamation points. I'm assuming that means he's eligible for next year.
I saw it on ESPN about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
All right.
Yeah. He is formally determined to be eligible, according to the NCAA, to play at Ohio State football beginning gridiron season starting next September.
That's exciting news right there.
Or do they open in August?
I don't know. Right at the end of.
But the Anna Rockets put a whipping on Fort Loramie tonight. Anna broke a 5-all tie, pumped in 7 straight points, and away went the Rockets to the victory, 50-36. The biggest lead in this game for Anna was very briefly in the fourth quarter by 17 points. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. And also gratitude to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. You'll enjoy Brookins in Fort Loramie. Don't forget the big pork chop special tomorrow night. Too tasty, mouth-watering, delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops tomorrow night at Brookins in Fort Loramie. And again, gratitude to Francis Schulte and Superior, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission vets, helping vets, call Chris North to get connected to your benefits. 937-498-7282. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Plus Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Chuck, a snapshot of the scoring. Our Clancy's Award winners?
Well, for Anna, they were led by Dozik had 14, Uelskamp had 11, Carter Elliott had 11. I'm going to go with Carter Elliott as the Clancy's player of the game for the Rockets. On the other side, nobody in double figures. Rosengarten ended up with 9. I'm going to go with Carter Mesher just for the fact that the kid's back. It's nice to have him back out there on the floor. He showed the same hustle, and he's going to be the Clancy's player of the game for Fort Loramie.
50-36, Anna wins it. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we didn't get a final score on the Botkins-Jackson Center game. I'm presuming that because our informant didn't alert us that Jackson Center hung
That'd
on.
That'd be my guess. Dana, young man, they wanted right. Jackson to lose. So
yeah, Jackson Center was ahead by six entering the fourth. We didn't get a final result. I'm going to make the assumption that Jackson Center held on and won that game. So Anna clings to the one-game lead atop the Shelby County League boys standings. Anna now 10-1 in Shelby County League play, 17-1 on the year. Anna's next game tomorrow at home against Jamestown Greenview. Meanwhile, we've got Fort Loramie on the road at the iconic Hoosier Gym tomorrow. Tip-off at 6. We're on the web at 5:45. Strasburg Franklin, the opponent, and the Fort Loramie Redskins now on the year are 12-7, 5-5 in the Shelby County League. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie has lost four very close games this year, including two shots from midcourt.
That was a little redundant. I didn't even pick up on it. I'm exhausted.
Same here. A lot of fun. Got a big day tomorrow. I'll meet you about, 2:30 in Englewood?
I'll see you there.
And join us tomorrow evening for more coverage as we follow the Fort Loramie Redskins to the Hoosier Gym. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Until tomorrow at 5:45 from Knightstown, Indiana, Jack Kramer saying good evening from Fort Loramie, where the Anna Rockets have beaten the Fort Loramie Redskins 50-36.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.